Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Time for Hell to the No.
It's what day are we? What is today? Tuesday?
It's March 40-something.
We don't even know what day it is.
March 40-something.
It is Tuesday. We are on the second day of homeschooling for my children, okay?
Oh, man.
I have already forgotten the password for one of the 7 sites I need to log in to get their stuff. The PowerSchool app, which I know a lot of people use.
Yeah.
I got it all set up. And then today, my nanny's like, what's the password? I'm like, oh, damn. And then I'm like 2 days in and I've already not saved and lost the password to get my kids learning. Like, who am I?
Is that a built-in excuse for why your kid didn't do your homework? Mom's ineptitude?
No.
Mom's inept.
Mom's inept.
Mom has no idea what's going on.
No clue. No, but I laughed because we submitted at 3 p.m. yesterday, and almost every kid had submitted their homework. You could see it on the app.
Uh-huh.
It's kindergarten, so it's not a big deal seeing other people's homework. But
it's not an essay on the Jane Austen book or something.
It's not honors English in high school online. Okay, it's funny. Okay.
But I have to ask. I have to ask you to do an impression.
His review.
Please do your impression of Hudson doing his book report via homework yesterday on why he liked the book that he liked.
So they had to submit a video or a picture talking about their reading response, right? He's a kindergarten.
Yeah.
So I turn on the camera and I go, Hudson, go ahead, tell us what you loved about the book. And boy, did he go deep with it. My 6-year-old looked right into the camera and he goes, the reason I liked the book is I liked it. I just liked it. And that was it.
With that exact
cadence. He literally said, I liked it. I just liked it.
Hey, man.
And I was like, Hudson, I don't know what that was, but that was hysterical, dude. I liked it. I just liked it.
Unlike his mother, he's a man of few words. Very few words, that guy.
Oh,
you can text to 71037 or call 414-799-1037. I had a hell to the no yesterday.
What happened? What?
My wife yesterday, she goes,
oh, I might have heard this off the air. Is this what you told me off the air when Givens was out?
Oh, how she wanted to go for pasta.
Yes! Givens, did you hear the story?
Wait a second.
She wanted to go and get pasta because she wanted pasta. She was like, I need to go out to the store.
Not because you needed it.
No, because she wanted it.
She just wanted it.
She wanted pasta with vodka sauce. And she was like, we should make a sausage and peppers. Let's go get everything for that. I go, this is not a time to just go out and get a la carte things that you want.
You don't go to the store because you feel like having chicken tonight.
No.
You don't have chicken, you're screwed.
Hold on.
You order it online or pick up, people.
I said, we got to eat what we have. Eat through the things that we have right now. If we need to do a produce run, that's one thing. But you're not going.
Oh, Gibbons is freaking out. What?
No.
Gibbons?
Here is life in 2020 in a nutshell here.
And
this is not rehearsed, not practiced. Riggs, I got a deal for you.
What?
You have a lot of TP at your house,
yes.
Right? I got a lot of pasta at my house.
Trade done.
I'll trade you a box of pasta for some TP.
I've already been in contact with you. That sounds like a great trade.
I will trade you.
Oh my God, this is like the Oregon Trail, you guys.
That's what I'm saying,
you
dude.
Give
it's
me
all come full circle.
6 rolls of toilet paper. I will not throat punch you.
That's just a threat. That's not nice at all.
That's Allie being
damn
Allie
it.
For Christ's sake.
Okay,
supposed
fine.
To be.
How about no?
If you
threaten me with violence, Jesus.
Okay, fine. How you know I can't come to your house, so you're protected.
You can,
okay.
Though.
Well,
we've already been in contact.
Listen, I know we've all seen each other, but if anyone asks, you're not allowed to come to my houses. Okay?
No.
I'm using this as an excuse.
Yes, we're staying
to
socially
really
distant.
Disconnect
from us.
It's kind of like when you're married and now you're stuck at home married and you're pissed.
Yeah.
The single people are loving life. Don't come over. Don't call me.
Yeah.
I'll be here online.
Uh-huh. Introverts are doing great right now.
The new bombs in the mail.
See?
I thought about that the other day. Yeah. What does a single person do?
A lot of hand time. I saw.
Oh, God.
What?
You asked for it.
71037, or you can call 414-799-1037. You got a hell to the no? Let's talk about it.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037KISSFM.com.